With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're happy now to be talking with the Bishop Fenwick High School football coach, Dave Woods. Coach, we've put another orbit around the sun, and here we are.
Yeah, just like that. It comes quick every year.
It does. And the weather has been kind of weird. Today, is as we record this, it's very hot. But, Coach, tell me about your training camp, your preseason, and maybe what you were expecting for kids to show up this year and how that turned out.
Sure. So our kids, they put in a lot of time and effort in the off season, and they came into camp in great shape. We have a lot of returning skilled kids, so we kind of knew what we would get from them. Some of the questions were on our offensive line. We graduated three guys from the line last year, and a lot of new guys have to step in that role, but they've been great. You know, we got seven or eight guys that we feel we can plug in at any time, and they've really worked out and done a great job for the whole preseason.
Okay, as usual, we have to ask you about your returning leaders. Who are your captains?
So we have five captains. Bryce Lehman is our quarterback. Anthony Nichols is a running back. And then Curtis Brews is wide receiver, and he plays a little running back too. Luke Connolly plays a little running back, and then John Kennedy is an offensive lineman. I probably should give their defensive positions too. Coach Dugan won't be too happy with me.
Okay.
They're all two-way players, and Bryce plays quarterback and defensive back. Curtis and Anthony, a linebacker, is Luke is a defensive back, and John Kennedy's on the defensive line.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got a lineman in there anyway.
Yes. Got to have at least one lineman.
Oh, yeah. You got to have the guys in the trenches. Okay, Coach, about the line, are there guys that you've slotted in already that are going to start on Friday against Marblehead?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close to that. I think we have our starting five guys.
Mm-hmm.
So Aiden Byrne is our returning starter at center. Aiden's a junior. And then our two guards will be Tyler Santos, who started last year. He's a junior also. And then John Kennedy will be the left guard. And the right tackle is Reed Smith. Reed's a junior also. And our left tackle is Ty Perino. Ty is a sophomore.
Wow.
Out of Gloucester. So, yeah, so it's very young offensive line, but they've been great. They have really, really gotten better and better every day.
It sounds like a good blend of seniors and, you know, underclassmen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Excellent.
John kind of keeps everybody fired up and keeps everybody, you know, motivated and moving. But they're a group that's really come along. So it's fun to watch.
What did you learn about your kids in the preseason scrimmages?
So I think the one thing we've learned through all the preseason, not just the scrimmages, is we have a really mentally tough group of kids. They are definitely, they've had some things thrown at them the 4 years that they've been in high school, and they are definitely a mentally strong group of kids, and they basically take it one day at a time. They come out every day to practice and just try to get better that one day, and that's kind of been their theme is let's just go out today and get better, work as hard as we can today and get better today, and that's what we've been doing.
I'm going to ask this question delicately. This year more than ever it would seem that the emphasis is on a game-by-game situation. I mean, every coach says that, but this year for Fenwick it's probably more important than ever.
Sure, you know, you try to play every season, like you say, like that, but you always have, you're always looking towards certain games or towards the end of the season. But really, you know, there's a lot of things that are out of our control, mm-hmm. and certainly out of the kids' control. So what they can control is coming every day and having a great attitude and getting after it and getting better every day, and they've been absolutely phenomenal with that. I mean, they've really come together as a team. And really, you know, rally together as a team. It's really fun to see. It's fun to watch.
Well, anecdotally, I know everybody I've talked to who knows the situation is pulling for Fenwick. So good luck to the kids. Now tell me about Marblehead. I mean, you know, Coach Rudloff, you guys, Coach Woods, you've butted heads. You've been together for a while. You probably know each other's moves. Kind of a special game to start the season.
Yeah, so we haven't played Marblehead since Coach Rudloff's been there. We used to open with them at my very first game as a head coach was against Marblehead. but we haven't played them in a while, and obviously Coach Rudloff and Coach Giotti, the whole staff, they do a phenomenal job. I mean, they're as good a coaching staff as there is around. They'll have their team well prepared and well coached for sure. So we're really looking forward to it. It's a huge challenge for us. You know, it's a jump up a little bit, but it's a challenge that we're looking forward to. And again, I've never coached against Coach Rudloff. We're not on the field, so you know, it's only so much we can do.
Oh, okay.
But it will be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Dave, finally, I think ask you a question about the first game of the season, because it's different from all the rest. So how is the preparation for the first game different? Because after this game, you'll have something to look at for your next opponent, presumably. So what's different about this first game?
Sure. So I think most teams at this point in the season are really focusing on themselves and not so much their opponents. Like you say, you know, nobody's played yet. You know, you got some film of some scrimmages, but that really doesn't carry a lot of weight. So I think we're just focusing on doing what we can do to be the best team we can be. I'm sure they are too. I would expect that this game, there's going to be a lot of adjustments made in game. You're going to have to look and say, okay, this is what they're trying to do, and this is what they like to do. You know, going in, you know, both staffs, I'm sure, have somewhat of an idea of how they want to defend things and how they want to run things on offense. But I get a feeling it's going to be a lot of in-game adjustments and in-game changes.
You know, just to follow up to that, Dave, final question. Is the first game, and it's kind of a loaded question, a bigger learning experience for the kids? So they get more learning out of the first game, or the coaches get things that you can teach them more?
Sure. I think early in the season, between preseason games and then especially the first game of the year, you know, after every game, you know, the next day we watch the film with the team, and I think you'll get a lot. The kids will learn a lot. Mm-hmm. From early season games, especially where we're pretty young up front. So for those kids to watch film and say, now see, if you stepped here instead of going there, you know, when this guy blitzed, you would have picked it up, things like that. So I think it's early season games are always more of a learning experience, especially for the young kids. But when you play an opponent like Marblehead, you better learn pretty quick. Learn on the fly and pick things up as fast as you can.
Just one follow-up question, Dave. The speed of the game for kids who haven't played it before in terms of varsity experience, that's also something that they have to pick up really quickly in that first game?
Absolutely. So, again, we scrimmaged Stoneham, we scrimmaged Danvers, and that was something that was evident right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, the speed of this is a little bit quicker than what we've been running at practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But our guys did pretty good with it, so it's a challenge that we're accepting. We're looking forward to it.
Going to be an exciting year. Dave, thank you so much for taking the time, and we wish you guys nothing but the best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Okay.
All right, that is Dave Woods, who is the Bishop Fenwick High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.